US charges and sanctions Wazawaka, Turkey's opposition media hit by DDoS attacks on Election Day, and a new Chinese APT backdoors TP-Link routers in Europe. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 17th of May, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. In today's top story, the US Justice Department has publicly identified and charged a Russian national named Mikhail Pavlovich Matveev over a series of ransomware attacks across the US. Matveev is widely known in InfoSec circles under his hacker pseudonym of Wazawaka. He's known as an initial access broker and a former affiliate for ransomware gangs such as Babook, Conti, DarkSide, Hive, and Lockbit. He's also one of the founders of RAMP, a notorious dark web cybercrime forum that launched in the spring of 2021. Now, US officials say Matveev carried out numerous attacks against US organizations, including hospitals, police departments, and airlines. Matveev's most notorious incident was the attack he executed against the Metropolitan Police Department of the District of Columbia. At the time, Matveev asked for a $4 million ransom payment, threatening the DC Metro Police with leaking sensitive files that would expose police investigations and their informants. The US Treasury Department has also added Matveev to their sanctions list, and the US State Department is offering a $10 million reward for any information leading to his arrest. It's believed he's currently in Russia. In other news, the US Department of Defense will replace existing endpoint security agents with Microsoft Defender, according to a report from Newsweek. Newsweek claims the DoD has pushed the move despite opposition from senior IT leaders in its military services. Unnamed DoD IT staff quoted in the report claim the move will make the Defense Department overly reliant on a single vendor. Three Turkish media outlets associated with the country's opposition party say they were hit with cyber attacks on the day of the Turkish presidential election. Television channel Halk TV and newspapers Serge and Cumhuriyet reported DDoS attacks on their websites. The incidents came after the Turkish government asked Twitter to censor opposition accounts before the election, a request Twitter immediately granted. The EU plans to lay an internet cable through the Black Sea to reduce Europe's dependence on internet connections that pass through Russia. The cable will connect Georgia to Bulgaria. The move comes as the US, the UK, and the EU have expressed concerns that Russia could sabotage internet infrastructure in the case of a conflict and ramp up spying efforts. A joint investigation by public broadcasters in Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland claimed last month that Russia is operating a fleet of vessels disguised as fishing trawlers in the North Sea. The trawlers are carrying underwater surveillance equipment and are mapping key undersea sites for future sabotage. The Dutch government has announced an investigation into Chinese cranes installed in Dutch ports. The investigation comes after reports from US intelligence that China may use software installed on modern cranes to collect information on the movement of goods and military equipment through Western ports. The Philadelphia Inquirer was unable to print the Sunday and Monday editions of its newspaper after the company fell victim to a cyber attack over the weekend. The company says it discovered the attack on Saturday when one of its employees couldn't access the organization's content management system. While all signs point to this being a ransomware attack, the paper hasn't confirmed it. The Inquirer says the incident is the largest disruption to its operations since a major blizzard prevented it from printing its newspaper for 2 days in January 1996. The disruption also came just days before Philadelphia's mayoral primary election, which took place on Tuesday. US authorities have charged a famous Ghanaian Instagram influencer for her role in a cybercrime operation. Officials say that 30-year-old Mona Fayez Montrage participated in several romance scam operations between 2013 and 2019. The scams targeted elderly individuals, and Montrage and her accomplices stole and laundered more than $2 million from victims. Montrage was arrested in the UK in November 2022 and was extradited to the US last week to face charges. Before her arrest, Montrage rose to fame as an Instagram influencer named Hajia For Real. She amassed more than 3.4 million followers and became one of Ghana's most followed Instagram profiles. The Biden Cash Carding Forum has expanded its services and is now offering access to compromised SSH servers. The new service launched last week and lets cybercrime gangs buy access to hacked SSH servers for $2, according to threat intel company CloudSec. Biden Cash previously made a name for itself by selling dumps of stolen credit card details. Cybersecurity firm SentinelOne has detected attacks against macOS systems using Geekon, a Go version of the Cobalt Strike beacon. The Geekon project and several of its variations have been available on GitHub for more than a year, but SentinelOne says it's seen an uptick in Geekon samples uploaded to VirusTotal over the last few months. Researchers say that while some of the uploaded samples may be from legitimate red team engagements, others are from genuine threat actors. BlackBerry says the cybercrime group behind the Cuba ransomware and the Romcom rat are most likely Russian government hackers that are using the two operations as a front for their cyber espionage activities. The company's attribution is based on the group's targeting and the timing of its attacks. Many of the group's operations target Ukrainian organizations and officials, and the timing seems to line up with key events in the Russian-Ukraine war. Other security firms and the Ukrainian government are yet to confirm BlackBerry's attribution. To the latest APT news now, and a new Chinese APT group named Camaro Dragon is behind a series of targeted attacks against TP-Link routers installed at European foreign affairs entities. Discovered by security firm Checkpoint, the attacks used a novel malware strain named Horseshell. The malware operates as a firmware implant. Researchers say its design is firmware agnostic, meaning it could also be used to target routers from other vendors. Checkpoint says it traced the Camaro Dragon attacks back to January of this year, but couldn't explain how the malware was deployed to the routers. Meanwhile, another APT group named Oil Alpha has been launching attacks for at least a year against entities across the Arabian Peninsula in support of the pro-Houthi movement in Yemen. Recorded Future says the group ran operations against individuals attending Saudi Arabian government-led negotiations and a UAE humanitarian organization. The group uses off-the-shelf malware like NGRAT, SpyMax, and SpyNote and runs social engineering attacks via WhatsApp conversations. Most of the group's attacks have used infrastructure associated with PTC, a Yemeni government-owned telco, which may be an indicator of the group's location. And finally, in APT news, Broadcom Semantics Division has discovered a new APT group that's been active since 2018, targeting organizations in the aviation and government sectors across South and Southeast Asia. Named Lancefly, the group is using a new backdoor named Murdoor and an updated version of the ZX Shell rootkit. Symantec says the group's operations are highly targeted with only a small number of machines infected, and their motivations seem to be intelligence gathering. Evidence suggests the group may have ties with other Chinese threat actors like APT-41, APT-17, and APT-27. And finally, Meta has added a new feature to WhatsApp named Chat Lock that allows users to lock certain conversation threads under a device's password or biometric authentication. Meta says new messages that arrive in a locked chat will also have their notification anonymized to protect the user's privacy. The feature is currently rolling out to WhatsApp users. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Proofpoint. Find them at proofpoint.com. Thanks for your company.